For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Firefighters in California are doing their best to help protect people and their property. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
More than 10,000 firefighters are continuing to fight wildfires in Northern California and Southern Oregon. As evacuation orders continue to come in across both states, firefighters say they do what they can to save people's homes.
When we see people's property, be it a house, a car, old trailers or whatever, that's somebody's possessions.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Cal Fire's Ken Pimlott says battles are still raging with high winds and low humidity, making things even more dangerous for the crews.
We have burned over 450,000 acres. Today, over 40,000 residents remain evacuated in various places in California.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
President Trump tweeted that the tariffs that he imposed on China are working far better than anyone has ever anticipated. He made the point in front of his supporters at a rally in Ohio.
The Chinese market is down 27% in the last 3 or 4 months. 27. I don't like that because I really like President Xi and I respect China greatly. It's incredible what they've done. But they've done it off our back.
Some economists say the tariffs are already costing Americans lots of money and plenty of jobs. The trial of former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort resumes on Monday. His former partner Rick Gates is expected to testify. It seems Gates has made a deal with the special counsel prosecutors. It's expected that he will say he knew Paul Manafort was laundering money and faking invoices. He also may know if Manafort was lying to his bookkeeper, banks, and the IRS. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Clark County Sheriff Joe Ombardo has issued the final criminal investigative report from last October's shooting on the Vegas Strip that left 58 people dead and hundreds wounded. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
Ombardo says we may never know why Stephen Paddock opened fire from his 32nd floor hotel room. The hard drive on the computer found at the scene is still missing.
We have no idea where the hard drive is or when it was removed. We have information through his previous relationships that there was a regular practice of him to remove hard drives from the computer systems that he utilized.
Paddock was a high-stakes gambler who appeared to have become increasingly unstable and distant and complained of being sick, according to the final report. He'd lost more than $1.5 million in the years before the shooting. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
A top Republican senator has a warning about people dealing with China. USA's Tim Berg reports.
Senator Marco Rubio, along with a bipartisan group of five other lawmakers, slammed Google over its reported plans to introduce a censored search engine in China.
There is no greater threat to the United States because China seeks to replace us, and we're still struggling in this country because for the first time since the end of the Cold War, we now have a near-peer adversary, and a near-peer adversary that is looking to overtake us, and frankly, we're helping them, and we're helping them not just by giving them business in our country, but through trade practices that have allowed them to cheat and steal for 18 years.
For USA Radio News, I'm...